This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Laser, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. In this Andy Griffith Show episode, we're going to be talking about Andy and the Woman Speeder. This aired on October 16, 1961, was written by Charles Stewart and Jack Ellenson, was directed by Bob Sweeney. This episode opens up with Andy, Opie, Barney, and Floyd coming back from fishing. And they're all comparing what they caught while they're out on their fishing trip. And then Barney didn't really want to share with what he caught. So Andy picks up his basket, notices it's a little bit light, reaches in, and all Barney had caught was a frog. So, you know, again, Barney and his bad luck in just about everything he does. But while they're standing there near the putting all their stuff in the squad car, all of a sudden this convertible being driven by a female, as they say on the Andy Griffith Show, goes flying by. And you hear Barney say, gosh, she's flying. The speed limit's only 45 in this area. And so they go after her, and it turns out that she's a reporter named Elizabeth Crowley from Washington, D.C., and she was clocked at doing 70 miles per hour in a 45-mile-per-hour zone. Now you will say, how was she clocked? Well, Barney watches the speedometer as Andy was trying to chase her and driving the car. So basically Andy pulls her over and says that you know, she has to come back the next week. She doesn't want to go wait till next week to deal with this issue, being from D.C. And so what they do is they go to the courthouse because she had asked to see the Justice of the Peace. Well, Andy didn't tell her that he was the Justice of the Peace, and so he gets in his office, turns his sign around, and she gets a little bit upset at that. Well, he fines her $10 for speeding, and then two more $10 fines for contempt because she started saying things that, you know, Andy really didn't like. And so that they, by the time it's all said and done, she said something really insulting, and Andy fined her another $30, and it turns out that she's been fined $60 total. But Andy decides, you know, in his calm nature, that, you know, she was upset, he would just let it go, and ends up reducing the fine for $25. But she's stubborn and says she's not going to pay. So Andy says, well, we'll just have to put you in jail. So she decides to stay in jail. And one of the next scenes you see, Andy and Barney are coming to the courthouse the next day, and they're knocking on the door to their courthouse. I think that's hilarious that they can't even get in their own courthouse, and it turns out they had to get Aunt Bee to stay because they had a female prisoner. So what happens after this is what makes the episode really interesting. Mrs. Crowley starts putting on the charm with everybody. She's already wooed Aunt Bee, who stayed with her that night, and has Aunt Bee fixing her hair. Barney comes in. You know, it's not too difficult to woo Barney. But she tells Barney that he has an amazing resemblance to Frank Sinatra. And Barney even starts to sing a Sinatra song, and near the end of the episode tries to walk like he thinks Sinatra would walk. Then Floyd comes in, and she talks to Floyd, and Floyd's scared to talk with her because he's a witness. But she asks Floyd to comb out his hair, and Floyd's like, I'm a man barber. But he does a little bit, and she praises him. So now she's got Floyd on her side. At the trial, because of her good looks, she's already wooed the mayor, and this is one of the few times, and maybe the only time, where the mayor comes in and acts like a judge, because they didn't want to wait for the next day for the judge to come to town. So she's got the judge wooed, and then so what happens is Andy starts calling witnesses. Floyd gets up there, and Floyd starts to go back a little bit and say, well, I you know, it's really hard to see. And he says, isn't that right, Aunt Bee? And he's looking right at Barney, so he's pretending he can't see. And Andy knows what he's doing and gets upset. So Andy then puts Barney on the witness stand, and Barney just says, oh, don't you think we're making a bit too much of this? And so, you know, even the mayor chimes in with that. And then Andy says, well, I know there's one witness I can count on. And he calls Opie to the stand. Well, Opie's holding a baseball in his hand. And Andy says, what have you got there? He says, well, I got this baseball, and it's been signed by all the New York Yankees. And he said, well, who gave it to you? He said, Miss Crowley, isn't she nice? So Andy realizes that he's basically lost it, and that he has no chance at winning the case. So he basically gives up. And so as Miss Crowley is really proud of herself, of what she's done, the mayor finds her not guilty, and she's about to leave, and Andy walks up to her and makes a little speech to her.
Well, that's a fine day's work. You've outsmarted justice, and you've made a mockery of this court. And you've turned three people against me that I would have sworn would never leave my side. Oh, I can understand a shiny autographed baseball turning a little boy's head, but I am a little disappointed in Floyd. And I'm real disappointed in my deputy. He's a law officer, not no better.
And in this, you can tell that, again, Andy's given one of his life lessons here. The way the show ends is really good in that once Miss Crowley has realized what she's done, she's caused a lot of trouble. She starts to feel guilty, has a conscience, and so as she's pulling away from the courthouse, even Barney's become less enchanted with it because he realized what she's done. She takes off flying, and Andy and Barney catch up with her in a squad car, and she makes it known that she wants to pay the $10 fine and then offers to pay the $25 previous fine. And Andy tells her, well, you won that case. She goes, yes, but not really by means that are reputable. And so she said, I'd feel a lot better about myself. And it ends in a nice note by Andy saying that, well, I feel a lot better for you too. And said, I hope you'll come back to Mayberry, but come through a little slower. So again, another cute episode. And at the end, the little tag on at the end, you have Barney, who's trying to do an imitation of Frank Sinatra and trying to get Andy to guess who he is, and Andy just totally plays dumb and says, you know, I don't know that song, and walks out. And of course Barney gets mad as he's sweeping the floor. So again, another funny episode, but again, because of the caring the characters have for each other, it shows that there may be a slight little turmoil. Again, we've talked about these outside characters who come into the Andy Griffith Show and cause a little turmoil, but everything gets back to normal usually with the help of Andy. Now, a couple little notes about this episode. If the lady playing Elizabeth Crowley looks familiar to you, her name was Jean Hagen. She was actually the lady remembered as Danny Thomas's wife, called Margaret Williams, on the Danny Thomas Show. Now, again, remember, on the pilot episode for the Andy Griffith Show occurred on the Danny Thomas Show, but there was another lady, Marjorie Lord, who appeared as Danny's wife, Kathy Williams. So, again, a little tie-in there. Again, this is the only episode where you see Mayor Pike serve as a judge, or they held a mayor's court, which is sort of interesting. The other thing you might find interesting, this storyline about speeding through town is very similar to the pilot episode of the Andy Griffith Show, where Danny Thomas was caught speeding through town and really wants to contest it, spends a little bit of time in jail. So it's almost like a revisit to this with a little bit of a twist on it. Now, we may be wondering what the trivia question is. You have to pay a close attention to this when you watch this episode. I mentioned at the beginning of the episode that Andy, Barney, Floyd, and Opie all went fishing. Well, what was Floyd's catch for the day? In other words, what kind and how many fish did Floyd catch on that particular fishing trip? If you'd like to take a guess at this, you feel free to email me at burkek@etsu.edu, and I'll respond and tell you if you got it right or not. If you'd like to self-check your answer, you can go to www.burkonmayberry.com, and there you'll find the answer in parentheses beside the episode title, Andy and the Woman Speeder. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Burke on Mayberry. If you have any questions or comments or suggestions, I'd love to hear from you. Again, at burkek@etsu.edu. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.